Later this week, the New York City Council will hold a hearing on the Bloomberg administration's proposal to develop several acres of publicly owned lots in the Chinatown section of Lower Manhattan, lots that have sat vacant for some 40 years. The first phase of the city's development project there calls for construction of a big box store, a hotel, and about 900 residential apartments, half of which would go to low-income tenants. But local groups are opposing the plan, saying all the apartments should be affordable given the thousands of low-income families that were displaced when the area was cleared for development four decades ago. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Joanne Lum, who is with the Coalition to Protect Chinatown and the Lower East Side.
Today, our Coalition to Protect Chinatown and the Lower East Side held a press conference where we were announcing the commitment of a community-oriented developer who is wanting to commit to building 100% low-income housing and Spura. Spura is a Seward Park urban renewal development area, the 10 public lots around Lower East Side, like Delancey, Essex, these streets. And this was the site of this urban renewal development in the late 60s, when more than 1,800 low-income families were moved out with the idea that this area was going to be redeveloped, they would be brought back, it would be mostly low-income housing. But this has been a battleground for decades because people have disagreed about what should be built there. So right now we feel that we have an opportunity to build what the community urgently needs, which is 100% low-income housing there. Because, as you know, the majority of the Chinatown and the Lower East Side community are low-income people. In fact, there are sectors of our community where the area median income is less than $30,000, even less than $20,000. There are people who have been on waiting lists for housing, for public housing, for years. There are families that are double, tripled up, living in tiny apartments just to be able to afford the rent. And so we see the urgency of low-income housing, and we feel that with these 10 public lots, it's a prime opportunity to have that.
We know that there's a city plan now that they've proposed and that they will be looking at this week. How does that differ from your feeling that the housing there needs to be 100% for low-income people?
The city's plan, which is before the city council right now, says that 50% will be market rate apartments, going for $6,000 rent a month. There will be 20% that is for people who make up to $100,000 and people who make up to $130,000 a year. There is going to be only 20% for people who make $40,000 or less, which is what is usually considered low income. And then another 10% for seniors who are low income. And then also they want to build a hotel and a big box store. We say no. This plan cannot go through as it is. It will destroy our community. The only way we would accept this plan is if they changed everything to include all the housing, 100%, to be low income, and if they provide spaces for small businesses and for community programs such as a public school, a health clinic, a daycare, senior center, things like that, and that they provide priority jobs to the local community, and that they prohibit any hotel or big box store. That's our position. And so tomorrow is a public hearing before the city council. So that's what our people are going to be putting forth, that this plan cannot go forward as it is.
And you say that you have found a developer who is willing to do this project and provide 100% low-income housing.
Yes. This developer was attracted by all the mobilizing that we were doing because we've been, members have been collecting thousands and thousands of petitions calling for 100% low-income housing. So he came to talk to us, and he said that he would like to work with us. He'd like to do something for the community. He doesn't want to lose money, but he doesn't need to make a ton of money on this project because he feels he sees the need. His name is Ben Wong, and he has a lot of experience in development all around the country. He says that he has ways to raise the money. He thinks that certain banks will want to give to this, seeing it as a community project. And he has also lined up the assistant of Pratt Institute, which is a well-known architecture school in Brooklyn, to work with him on the project. And so we feel that this is great. The government is always saying that there's no money, and so here we have a developer who's willing to bring his connections and his experience to build what the community needs.
And tomorrow's hearing at the City Council, is this to make a final decision on this, or are there other steps still ahead?
They take testimony tomorrow, and then the full City Council will vote on it, and then it has to be signed by the mayor. Those are the steps that remain. Their main objection before, in the past, was always, oh, it's not feasible financially. There's no developer that's going to want to build 100% low-income housing. They're going to come in and make money. This shows that, no, there is a way. Here's a person, and he's working, willing to work with others, you know, nonprofit developers or whatever, to do this project and do it in a way that meets what the community needs. Now it's really up to our elected officials to respond to what the community needs.
Joanne Lum is with the Coalition to Protect Chinatown and the Lower East Side. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.